study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-300-8260. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-300-8260. That's 1-800-300-8260.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-9 993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldstlouis.com.
Visit the St. Louis Renaissance Fair in the woodlands of Rotary Park, weekends and Memorial Day through June 10th. Visit renstl.org.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Troubled mind, I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Great to have you with us on this first day of June. We'll do a round of introductions, of course. And we're going to play a little, not so much a trivia game, but a game that I picked up a few years ago. Actually, it was given to me as a gift from Barnes & Noble, and I'll talk to you about it in just a moment. First, running the control board, everybody. Spinning the hits. Now, let me think. Who is this? The song's called Superman, right?
No.
Okay, I do not have that. I'm not as...
Close. It's Kryptonite. It's Superman. Related.
Okay, Superman is mentioned in the...
Yes.
Hey, real quick, before I continue, I had a guy call in last weekend, a knucklehead call into the trivia show, and he was arguing with me that the song by Donna Summer was called Last Chance instead of Last Dance.
Yeah.
And this guy went on and on and on about... And we are arguing on the phone about... And I thought, how do you... I mean, they say Last Chance in the song.
Last Chance for romance.
Right, but the song is called Last Dance.
Yes.
And we gave this guy about a dozen pieces of proof, everything from Billboard magazine to whatever, and he did not believe it. And it was just...
It was like a guy, when we played downstairs at the Backstreet Jazz and Blues Club, Larry, our guitar player, said, this is a song by the Beatles. And we did Here Comes the Sun. This guy comes up in the middle of the song and starts yelling at me. I'm not even the one that said it was the Beatles.
Yeah.
Starts yelling at me, and I'm like, I couldn't understand what he was saying. I bent down, and he says, this is not the Beatles. This is not, the Beatles did not do this song. And I'm like, sir.
Once they get it in their head, it's...
I said, we're in the middle of a song. Can we wait until we're finished playing? So then he went back to it. He stood up there for a little while. Then he finally went back to a seat. And then I just got on the mic and said, this guy says that this is not the Beatles. The Beatles didn't do it. And then Larry says, no, it was George Harrison that wrote it, right? Yeah. And then everybody else in the place said, it's the Beatles. So the guy...
And then you said, please do not approach the stage ever again, sir.
Do not.
No, we told this guy, you know, we were making fun and joking. We said, no, I think you might be right. We like that. Also, we like that ABBA song, Take a Dance on Me. Have you heard
Take
that one?
Take a Dance on Me?
No.
Or the old Johnny Mathis love song, Dances Are. All right, now back to the introductions. Ladies and gentlemen, running the control board, here he is, Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Hi, happy Friday, everyone.
All right, Tina Dalpiez.
Hi, happy Friday.
Hi, happy.
Tina Dalpiez is here. How you doing, Tina?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Bill. And I'd like to say happy birthday to my friend Diane Callahan. She was my best friend in grade school.
Aww. Hey, she did it all while talking right on the mic.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Diane.
Good job, Tina.
Thank you.
And Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth.
Hello, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here, and I would like to throw out a plug for our band, Henry's Humans. We're playing, it's a doubleheader tomorrow. We're playing in the afternoon at Johnny's place in Eureka, right in Old Town Eureka. It's a really cool little place. We're going to be playing out on a patio, and apparently they have a bunch of stuff going on there, and it's going to be fun. We're playing there from 2 to 5. Then we are on our way to the Roadhouse, the Highway 61 Roadhouse in Webster Groves, right off of Highway 44, and we're playing there from 9 till 1. And it's very important that when you come to see us there, that you go up to the door and make sure that you tell them that you are there to see the band.
Because that's how we get paid there.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
It's hard to get paid these days.
It is. It's tough getting paid.
All right. There, with the life of a musician. You know?
Well, when you're a new band, when you're a fairly new band, I mean, we haven't even been doing this for
I don't know. It
year.
Seems like 30 years. Yeah. I've been hearing about it.
Fine.
We've been thinking about it for a while.
All right. There you go. They are out and about. All right. I got a few stories we'll go through, but before we do that, we're gonna try something. There's a game that my friends gave me a few years ago, and we just have a blast with it. And I'm going to go ahead and the name is called, it's Poser, P-O-S-E-R. Poser is the name of the game. We're going to try it just here in the studio with us, and then you folks, we're going to invite you to call in, 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And it'll work like this. You will pick one person. It doesn't matter. You can pick myself, Ian the Peon, Tina Dalpiez, Dan Strauss. And then there's 10 different questions here. We've already gone through and we've answered the questions. I will read the questions and all four answers. Then you will have to pick which one. Which answer the person you've selected said. So if you pick Eon the Peon, I'll go through the four questions, and then you have to pick the one that you think Eon the Peon said. That'll be kind of fun to get all of our answers here. So we'll give it a shot. As usual, nothing works, but we'll do it anyway.
Yeah, we'll do it anyway.
But you're involved with this one, too.
I'm involved. We're all playing. So
that's pretty cool.
Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. If you get an answer correct, if you're fortunate enough to get something correct, we'll give you some sort of a prize from the show, be it a joke CD or maybe a gift certificate for car
bumper
wash
sticker.
Or a bumper sticker or whatever. So we'll do that. So light up the phones, 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Dan will take those, and we want Dan to participate.
Or just the pleasure of playing with us.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So we'll wait just a second while we fill up the phones. And while we do that, you see Steven Tyler bought that car.
Yes, $1 million car.
World's fastest street legal car. Spent over $1 million on it, and it's a Hennessy Venom GT Spider.
Yeah.
It just sounds fancy.
It looked awesome.
Yeah, they got a picture of it here.
$1.1 million.
What do you mean, what's it good to do?
I mean, it's not like you can speed 150 miles an hour down the road.
Oh, it's any car. Why is any car go over 55 or whatever?
Well, sure. You don't spend $1 million on most cars.
Because, I'm sure he'll find a couple places to let it loose.
Yeah, because we're talking about it, just to be able to say that you own the fastest car. So good for him. All right, here we go. First up is Heath, I believe. Heath?
Hey, what's up?
How are you this afternoon?
Excellent. How are you guys?
Great. Heath, you listen to the show a lot? Are you a regular listener?
Definitely. AM and the PM.
All right, so Hallelujah. All right, so you kind of know the personalities on here. That may help you a little bit as you try to answer these questions. All right, so now here's what you have to do. You need to pick somebody in the room. You did myself, Tina, Ian, or Dan. You pick one. Who'd you like?
Yeah. Eon the Peon.
All right. So we're going to read the first set of questions here, and then you pick the one that you think, the answer you think that Eon the Peon gave. You ready?
Right on.
All right, so hang on. Let me go through all these. They're all mixed up here. Here we go. I'd like to learn how to blank really well and then do it in public. All right, that's the question. So here we go, and I'll read them now with the answers. The first one, I'd like to learn how to play the saxophone really well and then do it in public. I'd like to learn how to play drums really well and then do it in public. I'd like to learn how to play piano really well and then do it in public. Or I'd like to learn how to play and sing really well and then do it in public. All musical themes.
Yeah.
Right. That's weird.
So which one do you think was from Eon the Peon?
Gosh, it's a toss-up between being able to play and sing and play the drums. Okay. I'm going to go with Eon the drummer.
All right. Ian, what was your answer?
It was play drums.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Right!
Picked up on something there along the way.
Nice. Very nice. That's cool. Good job. Heath, hang on 1 second, okay? We'll come back to you.
All right, don't
go anywhere. All right. Heath, right off the bat.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Oh.
Barb is up next. Hey, Barb, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
All right.
Hey, Barb.
Hey, Barb.
All right, so you know you know everybody pretty well?
Yes.
Okay, we'll see. All right, here's the next question.
She has to pick somebody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, pick a person.
I want to play with Dan.
I bet you do want to play with
Dan. All right, Barb, let's go.
Most girls do.
All right, so the question is, when I'm running late, I blank. When I'm running late, I blank. Okay, here are the answers. When I'm running late, I rush. When I'm running late, I speed. When I'm running late, I don't rush. And when I'm running late, I miss breakfast. Which one do you think was from Dan Strauss?
Oh, my. I speed.
Okay. Dan, which one was yours?
Don't rush.
Oh.
That doesn't sound like Dan.
What?
No, it doesn't. All right.
I think Dan answered this one wrong. I think I had the right answer.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? That wouldn't surprise
me,
Barb.
No, if you're driven behind Dan, you know he doesn't
speed. He never speeds. He can't see well enough to speed.
Barb, have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye. Bye.
Robert is our next contestant. Robert, how are you?
AM and PM.
All right, buddy. All right. Who's your contestant? Who would you like to pick?
I like to play with Tina.
I bet you would like to play
with Tina.
Okay. All right. This question. Men are better than women at blank. Men are better than women at blank. All right, here come the answers. First one. Men are better than women at sports. Men are better than women at lifting something very heavy. Men are better than women at peeing standing up.
Oh.
And men are better than women at driving. All right. So which one do you think that was Tina's?
Well, she's kind of athletic, and she remodels and everything.
She does.
And she drives. I'm going to say C.
Well, you need to tell what was the answer. You mean
the third one.
The third one. So you think peeing standing up?
Yeah.
You think it was Tina's. Tina, what was your answer?
Lifting something very
heavy.
Oh. Thank you, Robert.
Here's a surprise. Okay. That was Dan's answer. Peeing standing
As I've gotten older, it's kind of like, heck, I'd rather have somebody else do that.
Oh, lifting, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so far this game's going so well. What the heck?
It's going great.
Something's going wrong. Julie is our next contestant. Hello, Julie. How you doing?
Good. AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. All right, so... Pick a person. Who would you like to have?
Well, I guess I'll play with you.
Well, you can play with
Julie.
Hey. Julie.
And Bill has a dog now, too.
Yeah, I have a dog now. Don't you forget it. All right, so here's our next question. When it comes to bathrooms, my biggest pet peeve is blank. When it comes to bathrooms, my biggest pet peeve is blank. All right, here we go. When it comes to bathrooms, my biggest pet peeve is people don't wash their hands. When it comes to bathrooms, my biggest pet peeve is no hand washing. When it comes to bathrooms, my biggest pet peeve is no toilet paper. And when it comes to bathrooms, my biggest pet peeve are wet towels. Which ones do you think that I wrote? Which one?
Well, the first two are kind of the same, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You got a break there.
That's my biggest pet peeve. I know the guys that I work with never wash their hands, so I'm going to say one of the two.
Okay.
The first two.
Hand washing.
I was thinking it was wet towels.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My answer actually was wet towels. Yeah, I hate that. It drives
really?
Me crazy.
I do too.
Yeah.
You go. It's like,
gotta be.
Ew.
Yeah. All right. Well, Julie, I'm sorry you don't know me very well.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You. Too.
All right. See
Bye.
You later. Let's talk to Juan.
Hola, gang.
Hola.
Hi, Juan.
Juan.
what right. we say in my country.
Yeah.
There's right. something about the show today that is much better than it has been all week. I don't know what it is.
Oh, my.
I don't know what it could be.
Mm. Well, I was just here playing with myself, so now I get to, I'd like to play with
somebody
Dan.
Else.
Oh, yeah, play with Dan.
Dan. Nice. Well,
oh,
all right.
Who are you going to play with?
Dan. He picked Dan.
Dan. Okay, cool.
All right, here we go. And the next question: When I come home after a long day, I just want to blank. When I come home after a long day, I just want to blank. All right, here we go. When I come home after a long day, I just want to clean. When I come home after a long day, I just want to watch TV. When I come home after a long day, I just want to relax and do nothing. And when I come home after a long day, I just want to go number two.
Oh.
All right. There are our answers. Well, which one was from Dan Strauss?
I don't know. There's nothing like a good deuce, but I'll go with just do nothing.
Dan, what was your answer?
Dropping a deuce, Juan.
Oh.
That was the easiest.
Yeah,
one.
I think that was the easiest one.
I am depressed.
Yeah. All right, Juan, you'll have to go back to playing with yourself now. All right. Oh, we hung up. See you, Juan. Jim is our next contestant. Jim, hello.
Hi there.
How you doing, sir?
I'm AM in the PM, well, and if I was any better, I couldn't stand it.
All right. Nice. Pick a contestant, or who would you like to play? Or who would you like to... you know what I mean.
Let's try Dan.
Dan again. Okay, here we go. The next question is, I feel sexiest when blank. I feel sexiest when blank. All right? I feel sexiest when my hair is cut. I feel sexiest when I'm in a tux. I feel sexiest when I'm dressed up. And I feel sexiest when I feel sexiest all the time.
Oh.
All right.
I'm going to have to go D.
All the time? All right.
Yeah.
Dan, what was your answer?
All the time.
All the time.
I'm going to say you were the haircut, Bill.
I was, yes.
And you were the tuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be bald by now.
Good deal. Jim, hang on. Don't go anywhere. All right. So we got two winners. Run out of time. Let's do a couple more here. Dustin, what's going on, Dustin?
Hey, are we coming back to these people? Is that what
yeah.
we're doing?
Hey, yeah, we're
just hang on. Dustin, I'm great. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good. AM in the PM.
All right. Hallelujah. All right, pick your person.
I'll go with Tina.
Tina. Okay, here we go. The next question. To this day, I think of my cutest teacher who was blank. All right, to this day, I think of my cutest teacher who was blank.
Well, I think he's going to get it right, don't you think?
I don't know.
Why would you think that?
Why?
Well, let's hear what the answer is.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Let's let it play out.
Today, I think, to this day, I think of my cutest teacher who was young and cool. To this day, I think of my youngest teacher who was Miss Kimball. Mm. Oh, this is going to be tough. Today, to this day, I think of my cutest teacher who was Mrs. Rickmeyer. And to this day, I think of my cutest teacher who was Miss McLaughlin.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Good luck, Dustin.
I called it.
Hey, hang on. Go ahead. I'm going to give you another question.
I didn't know we were putting names.
Yeah, we'll give you another question.
Go ahead. Make a guess real quick.
That's not fair.
This one's pretty tough, but I think I'll take the first one.
Yeah. That was the first one.
Yep, young and cool.
Nice. And that was a tough question for me because I just used my daughter's first grade teacher.
Yeah, mine was my fifth grade teacher intern teacher. She was smoking hot. Holy cow! Dustin, hang tight 1 second.
My daughter had a couple of smoking hot teachers.
One more, and it's Brad. Brad, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Happy AM in the PM.
Okay,
happy AM in the PM.
Happy Friday.
All right, so pick a contestant or pick a player or whatever.
Tina, would you play with me?
I will.
Awesome.
Okay. Here we go. I remember a crazy person who blanked. I remember a crazy person who blank. All right. Here we go. I remember a crazy person who flashed his wiener in his car.
Oh.
No.
Pretty crazy.
I remember a crazy person who smelled women's socks.
Oh.
I remember a crazy person who ate glass. And I remember a crazy person who talks to himself all the time. Which one was Tina's?
I'm going to have to go with Wiener.
Yee-hoo! Got it! He didn't finish it either. It was in the parking lot at Crestwood Plaza.
Yeah, it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Brad, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Nice job. All right. Well, we'll give all you guys a little something-something, and thanks for playing. That was fun. Now, the last one I couldn't do because Tina, her answer was going to be pretty easy to guess.
Really?
So
Well, yeah. Here's the question. If I become a Mexican wrestler, I'll call myself blank and wear a red mask. So Tina writes, if I become a Mexican wrestler, I'll call myself Taco Tina. Who would have guessed that?
Oh, gosh.
Taco Tina?
Taco Tina and wear a red mask. All right, here's the next one. If I become a Mexican wrestler, I'd call myself El Toro and wear a horn mask. If I become a Mexican wrestler, I'll call myself Caca del Toro and wear a butt floss Speedo.
Oh, that's Dan.
And if I become a Mexican wrestler, I'll call myself Captain Guapo and wear a bow tie.
I think that's you.
That was mine. So there you go. Oh, that was fun. Oh, and the game is called Poser, if you're looking for it. And it's a lot of fun to do with family or friends or whatever. So, all right, just a couple more little stories here, and then we gotta break and come back for Mr. Mike Evans. They have a poll out, names the worst dressed city in the United States. Worst dressed city in the United States. What do you think?
Anchorage, Alaska.
Somebody saw the story earlier today. Anchorage, Alaska. That is correct. Taco Tina with the win. Anchorage, Alaska, according to a reader's poll.
But I thought to myself, well yeah, they probably have to wear heavy.
Well, I was going to say, how would you even see what?
Yeah. All the
time? How would you even see what they're wearing? They're wearing clothes all the time.
Give them a break.
Their clothes. CNN has the worst ratings they have had in 20 years. They are at the bottom behind Fox News and MSNBC. They even lag behind the Headline News Network that's supposed to be just some little
piddly.
They're now even behind them, and they're doing all sorts of things to try to shake up the ratings. And now I haven't watched CNN. We have it on in the studio, just but
I don't know how anybody watches any of those channels personally.
Anymore. It's all sort of one of the things I guess they're doing in the morning. They said they're cold calling celebrities in early morning hours and asking them questions.
Wow.
like prank call. Can you hear me? CNN prank calling. Wow. Ted Turner. I was gonna say rolling over in his grave, but he's still alive. In May, CNN averaged a mere 389,000 viewers in primetime, which is horrible. Absolutely horrible. So I don't know how much longer CNN's going to be around.
And we're one of them.
Yeah, well, we've got it on mute, so I don't know what that means. And this is pretty cool. Officials at a Texas high school said they have 9 sets of twins set to graduate during their upcoming ceremony. That's pretty 9 sets of twins. I'm trying to think. I don't think we had any twins in my graduating class. I don't think I had any twins. You know, did you go to school
in
with
high
any
school?
Twins?
No, in grade school I had some twins. So.
Yeah, any of them. I mean, they always say that the twins will try and pull pranks and stuff where they, will switch classes or one will stay home from. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think I didn't have to see any.
We
of
had
that.
Sisters that I think most people thought were twins because they were sisters in the same class.
Yeah.
But I think they were just so close.
Kind of looked together,
like 9
like
months
other.
Or something.
Yeah. Mm. All right. That's it. Nothing else. Oh, and then there is a study which everything you hear on this show, be it from all the married people in the room, a study says that married people are actually happier than singles.
Hmm.
You believe?
Yeah.
You believe?
No. I am.
Honest to God, that's the study that came out. Said married people are happier than singles. I'm getting glances here in the studio. Like maybe this don't believe.
I totally believe.
Okay,
I fall right in line with that.
Just want to make sure. We're gonna take a break. We come back. Mike Evans will join us live from Hollywood. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. So what's up, Tim?
We're out in St. Charles County now. In fact, we're flying right over Zumbel. You've got stop-and-go traffic from, we'll call it approaching 94, and that heads all the way out to TR Hughes. Now, southbound 270 is just a little bit slow from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, there are no delays at all. They cleared that accident northbound 55 north of Arsenal. No delays there. But southbound 55, that's still running slow from the Poplar Street Bridge through about Highway 44 before that breaks. Westbound 44 was just a little bit heavy between Mraz and Bowles. Now, they were working with this accident westbound 40. There are no delays westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. That's all wide open. But this accident was just before Ballas off on the right shoulder. There was debris in the right lanes, and that had traffic jammed from about Lindbergh through Palace, and then you're a little bit slow out in Chesterfield Valley, west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by the Home Depot. The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, 10-inch hanging baskets of annuals are only $6.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, I'm Elliot Gallion, the host of All About Business TV on the radio. Each week on our show, we tell the stories of the local businesses that you love, and one way we do that is with our very special elevator pitch segment, where we give you the opportunity to call into the station and pitch your business for 60 seconds of uninterrupted airtime here on the Big 550. It's a great way to get your message out. We'd certainly love to hear from you this Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. It's All About Business TV on the radio, Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Whether you need a sports bra to work out in or a perfectly fitting bra, Sugar Magnolia Boutique, a brand new lingerie shop, is exactly what you need. They're your one-stop shop for all of those unmentionables that you need to feel comfortable on the streets in and sexy between the sheets. Let the professionals fit you so you end up with a bra that best suits your figure. At Sugar Magnolia Boutique, they want you to rummage through their drawers. It's your closet away from home. See why this is the store for you, not that three-pack of cotton minis, at 38 North Gore, or visit sugar-magnolia.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They are just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
How much time does it take each day to keep your skin looking beautiful? 1 hour? 30 minutes? 10 minutes? What if the best answer was to sleep on it? Announcing a unique breakthrough in skin science that can help reduce the signs of aging and the time you spend on your morning beauty routine while you sleep. It's called the Good Night Duo, two doctor-formulated products that work together to enhance your skin's nighttime restorative cycle, visibly reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, leaving you with younger-looking skin. Call now to try it risk-free, 1-800-400-3181. Developed by Dr. Aaron Tabor, this unique duo is the complete skin rejuvenator, nourishing and restoring inside and out while you're fast asleep. The Good Night Duo, formulated following the highest safe beauty standards, is in limited supply. Get your risk-free trial of the Good Night Duo now by calling 1-800-400-3181. If lines are busy, please try again. 1-800-400-3181. That's 1-800-400-3181.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
When you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars. Really into cars. The Old Car Guys at theoldcarguys.com have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now, they bring you and classic cars together on The Old Car. CarGuys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic cars at TheOldCarGuys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. TheOldCarGuys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
This is Bill Haas, and I want to be your next lieutenant governor. There are many fine candidates running. Three of us have a chance to win the primary. I'm one of them. Only two of us have a chance to win the general election, and Susan Monty is not one of them. She may be the favorite to win the primary, but in my opinion, she doesn't have a rat's patoot chance to beat Kinder in the general election. She was beaten in a re-election in 2010 by Tom Schweik, whom no one had ever heard of 6 months before. If you can't beat Schweik, what makes you think you can beat Kinder? Do you remember the last time a Democrat lost statewide and came back to win statewide 2 years later? Neither do I. For more information or to support me, please go to VoteBillHaas.com. And please don't believe those ads about Claire McCaskill paid for by out-of-state Republican PACs. With their heads in the sand and their hands in your pocket, it's amazing they can make any muffled sounds at all. And you know how you can tell when they're having fun with the truth? Their lips move. Paid for by Bill Haas for Lieutenant Governor.
Francine Lamond's treasurer.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri. 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Yes, indeed. The weekend can't officially begin until we get to hear the Aloha Friday song from Mike Evans. It's on the way, everybody. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Online, thompsonprice.com. Here he is, everybody. A happy Aloha Friday to the one, the only, my buddy Mike Evans. What's happening? How are you?
Good. Good. How's everybody there? How's
We're
the weather?
Great.
What's going on?
Mike, doing real well.
How about that Albert Pujols?
What'd he do?
Yeah, what's he doing?
Well, he's hitting more home runs.
Yeah.
He's starting, he up to three or four?
Starting to heat up. No, he's got like six or seven now, doesn't he?
Ooh.
What took him?
Yeah, really.
The heck?
Pop quiz question. Surprise.
Surprise.
Over half of the Super Bowl TV ads have already been sold. What is the going price for a 30-second Super Bowl ad if you buy early? $3 million, $4 million, or $5 million? Buh. Answer in just a minute. Here's a movie review for you. Prometheus opens next Friday. Ridley Scott sci-fi that is supposed to be loosely associated with his original Alien stands on its own, though. Set in 2093, this mission is to find the origin of mankind following Earth after being attacked by some kind of fatal toxin. Great eye candy, good script, special effects are very good. Rated R, 123 minutes, 3 stars.
Hmm.
Now, they're in St. Louis. Is it June 1st there, too?
Yes.
It sure is.
Oh, happy June, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy June. The Virgin, Tim Tebow. And the Hurdling Virgin, Lolo Jones. They're talking, apparently talking a lot, while Tebow is out and about a lot in New York. He's always alone or with a couple of buddies, never with any woman. Lolo, though, can't spend any time with Tebow because she is working out, getting ready for the Olympic trials, which start next week in Oregon. She needs to get through the trials and make the team so she can participate in the Olympics, which unbelievable now is next month. John Travolta is hiding out in the Bahamas. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Kelly Preston is now there with him. They're all lovey-dovey, and Kelly is gonna stand by her man. It is so beautiful.
Yes, maybe he'll get a massage while he's there.
Hey,
yeah,
from somebody other than Kelly.
Yeah.
TV news, for the Reverend, he ran for president. We're talking about Al Sharpton.
Oh.
Could be the next Judge Judy.
What?
Wants to do a judge show. It'd be produced by P. Diddy.
Oh.
Hatfield and McCoy's executive producer, Leslie Greaves, said it took 30 years to get that thing made. Says he pitched it to somebody at least once a month for 30 years.
Wow.
You know, about 24 years ago, he said he thought he had it sold, one of many, many, many times. Even had Burt Lancaster starring in the lead role of Anse Hatfield. I mean, Burt Lancaster died 19 years ago.
And that's persistent.
Predictions for the MTV Movie Awards Sunday night. Hunger Games will dominate. There'll be a lot of stupid, nasty jokes. And Russell Brand will suck. Those are my three predictions. America's Got Talent ratings are up 2 spots in the top 10 this week. 2 spots in the top 10. Hey, maybe the mustard's come off a Snoop Dogg hot dog. Snoop Dogg's concert in Texas this weekend canceled because no ticket sales.
Oh, wow.
And how about that Justin Bieber running into a glass door? Huh? Then so he got knocked out.
I heard that.
Pretty amazing for a tough guy like him. Huh?
Wait a minute, you're thinking
knocked
somebody else
out of the door.
Right. Not Justin Bieber.
Thinking of me.
No, you all man.
That's right. Don't you forget.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Hey Mike, I got a dog. I got a little dog.
You're kidding. What kind of dog?
A Shih Tzu.
Oh, those are cute dogs. Yeah. What did you name this dog?
I didn't name it. I adopted him, and his name was Odie. But I thought of you because he's a little dog. Like, yeah, you've had little dogs, and he stares right at me while I'm doing my report in the afternoon. Probably like your little dog.
Bogey's over here, I think. Bogey, where
that
are you?
That is Bogey.
Yeah. Bogey, a little bit of Clement, got a dog named Odie. Odie.
That's right. He might have to come visit.
Yeah. He seems to be a little. He's interested. He's looking at me.
Good. Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
How much do you think it costs for a 30-second Super Bowl spot? $3 million, $4 million, or $5 million?
Tina.
I'll go with three.
Man, it was $3 million last year. I'm going to say four. I think they.
I'll go with five.
I will also go with five, Mike.
The answer is four.
Oh.
And finally. Aloha Friday. Hey. No, it's a Monday. Hey. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend, St. Louis. Welcome to June. The Yokalani, Lani, Yoke, Yellow, Coo, and a Cock, and I am Woo-Hoo. Chill away, Kamiki, Kaka, Hoo. Wabbing out of Kamiki, Kaka, Hoo-Hoo.
And on the coolie, Makawani, and the old and on the Lula, Hawaii.
There he is, the one and only Mike Evans from sunny Southern California.
Hey, it's sunny here,
y'all
too.
Y'all just assume it's sunny in Southern California. Because you know they say it never rains in California.
Yeah, I've heard.
When it does, it pours.
And when it does, it shuts everything down. I'll tell you what, they get a little bit of rain, they freak out.
I remember because I had lived in St. Louis before I moved to California. I was in like eighth grade or something. I went out there, and I remember the first time that it rained. I was in school. And every single student got up out of their chair and ran to the window. And they were looking out the window. And I thought, what on earth is going on? And they were looking at the rain. They you don't see it. And it was the most surreal thing ever. But yeah, it does not rain very often, at least in southern part of California. All right, that's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have a few moments to chat if you'd like to join us. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550.
With your Golden Oaklandine Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, Highway 40 looks a lot better now. They've cleared that accident just after Spady, so it's all open. You've got a good run from downtown. Well, not that downtown, because that's where it's closed from the Poplar Street Bridge at 21st. But from the Science Center out to about Long Road. It's wide open, but then Long Road to the Boone Bridge, you've got some stop-and-go pockets there. Now, westbound 70, that is stop-and-go from 94 out to T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, a little heavy from south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is thinned out. Westbound 44, that looks good. Biggest problem we've got, like I said, is Highway 70 and then downtown. Westbound 5570 is jammed solid from 64 to the Poplar Street Bridge. The Kingbridge looks like in the morning. It's backed up onto the interstate. The Eads Bridge, that's still pretty good, folks. If you're in that mess, you can get off on 3rd Street in East St. Louis and just cut through and take the Eads Bridge on over to the Illinois or to the Missouri side. And this traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. It's the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiasstlouis.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Timothy Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is NASCAR driver Mike Wallace. In racing, we have a term called the big one. That's when a bunch of cars get damaged from the same crash. Well, the St. Louis area has experienced the big one, with extensive hail damage to roofs, siding, and guttering on thousands of homes. And now, while you wait on your insurance company, it's the perfect time to call Compton Roofing. Locally owned and celebrating their 60th anniversary, Compton Roofing will be glad to help you with quality roofing products, a quality installation, and make the job easy. with experienced professionals that will make sure you are satisfied with the work and your insurance claim. Just give them a call, 314-427-5912, or toll free, 800-447-5912. Online, ComptonRoofing.com. Members of the Better Business Bureau, the RSCA, and the HBA. They are fully insured, licensed in Missouri and Illinois, and experts ready to help you. I'm Mike Wallace. That's why I called Compton Roofing to do my roof. You should too.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-700-9104 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle and Elle magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-700-9104 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-700-9104.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries, just $10.99. Tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a one-pound T-bone steak and fries for just $10.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
1, 2, 3, Don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Now I know who sings this.
You do?
Outcast.
Hey.
Wow. You're thank good, you. Bill.
My favorite part's when
they
say
spell
shake
it, though.
Shake it.
Wait. O-U-T-K-A-S-T.
Oh, wow. You are a fan.
That's
wow.
Right. Hey, ya, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I know some stuff. I don't just know about Matlock. I know. I know my music. Coming up after this show, it'll be the final installment of the... Now, how many shows does he do during the day, Steve Cochran? So the
I think six.
Okay, so this will be the last edition of his sixth
his
show that he
edition,
does
right,
on the show. And then John Carney will be taking over next weekend. Excuse me, next week. And he'll do nine to midnight. And I heard a little bit of John on the air with you guys. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Was he on there? I'm sure he didn't bring this up. I don't know why he would, but when I was like 19, 20 years old, I would get to hang out a little bit with John over at the Voice of Del Mar Gardens.
Funny, he didn't bring it up.
Yeah, he didn't.
No,
well, I don't. Would you bring it up?
Would you
want to mention that? Probably not. But he was always very nice over there and kept in touch with him over the years. And he was a really nice guy, and I wish him well, and I think he'll be great here at the Big 550. And then Steve Cochran will go back to doing just 10 to...
One shift.
And news and, what is it, sports from 6 until 9.
Yeah, adjust your scorecards, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you got an eraser.
Hey, John Hadley and the guys will be in here from 6 to 9 doing sports right after us, dude.
Now what?
That was John Hadley.
Oh, I
promoting his show, his sports show.
You know what? I couldn't understand you.
That's starting on Monday.
John Hadley and his sports guys are going to be in here talking about cheeseburger, and stag beer.
We've got just one more time, a little bit more time for just one final story.